Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday, the 13th of February. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. New low expected 200 miles west of Shannon, 984 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Terra. Northerly 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Viking, showers later. Good. South Terra. Cyclonic 3 to 5, fair, good. South Forties, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, fair, good. North Forties, Cromarty, easterly or northeasterly, becoming variable 3 or 4, fair, good. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, east or northeast 4 or 5, veering southeast 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Fisher, German Bite, northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, north or northeast 3 to 5, veering east or southeast 3 or 4 later, showers, moderate or good. White, Portland, east veering southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Portland, showers, moderate or good. Plymouth, east 4 or 5, veering southeast 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in north, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, for a time, occasionally gale 8, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southeast 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, except in Irish Sea, showers, rain later, moderate or good. Shannon, Rockall, cyclonic 3 or 4, becoming southeast 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, veering south 4 to 6 later in Shannon, rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, southeast 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, showers, occasional rain later in South Malin, good, occasionally moderate later in South Malin. Bailey, southeast 6 to gale 8, showers, moderate or good. Fair Isle, cyclonic 3 or 4, becoming east or northeast 4 or 5 later, showers, good. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southeasterly backing easterly later 5 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in southeast Iceland, showers, good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southeast by east 6, 16 miles, 1024, rising more slowly. Stornoway, southeast 3, 16 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Lerwick, northeast 1, 19 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, east-southeast 4, 12 miles, 1028, steady. Aberdeen, east by south 2, 12 miles, 1028, now falling. Lucas, southeast by east 3, 14 miles, 1027, now falling. Boomer, east-northeast 4, 9 miles, 1026, rising more slowly. Bridlington, east-northeast 4, 1023, now falling. Sendetti Light Vessel Automatic, north 5, 2 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point automatic, northeast by north 2, Jazzy, east-northeast 3, mist, 4 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1020. Scilly automatic, east-southeast 5, 7 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, east-northeast 2, 11 miles, 1021, rising slowly. Aberporth, east-southeast 2, 8 miles, 1022, rising slowly. Valley, east-northeast 3, 5 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast by east 2, mist, 3 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Valentia, east by south 4, 24 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, east by north 5, 11 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Malinhead, east-southeast 6, 9 miles, 1023, rising more slowly. Macrihanish automatic, east by south 5, 22 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday, the 12th of February. General situation, a ridge of high pressure will extend south across much of the United Kingdom, with a cold east or southeasterly airflow persisting. Low pressure will gradually move in towards the southwest from later on Thursday, with some rain and strong winds developing. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then easterly 3 to 5 later, fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east 3 or 4, backing northeast 2 to 4, veering southeast 3 or 4 later, fair, showers later in north, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or northeast 3 to 5, veering southeast 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast veering southeast later 3 to 5, showers at first, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly, veering easterly later 3 or 4, showers at first, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, northerly or northeasterly, veering easterly later 3 or 4, showers, mainly in east, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast, veering southeast later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southeast 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later near St. David's Head, rain later in south, good, occasional rain, moderate later in south. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly or southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, east or southeast 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6 later, occasionally 7, fair, good. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock, southeasterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in north, showers, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair. Good. Mull of Kintyre to Arden American Point. Southeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in west. Fair. Good. Arden American Point to Cape Wrath. Easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in south. Fair. Good. Shetland Isles. Northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, but variable 3 or 4 at first in south. Showers. Good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here tonight on BBC Radio 4. As usual, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service shortly. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Dhaka and New York. Coming up on the programme, inflation in the US running hotter than expected. It's the first reading during the new Trump administration. We'll hear from a former Fed official on how the central bankers are dealing with political pressure on interest rates. And from a farmer who's seeing his costs rise and having to pass them on to his customers. Also today, the boss of a huge Indian tire maker on dealing with US tariffs, the push to refill our water bottles and the big business that's turned into, and how Brazil wants to become a giant of global production of cannabis. That's Business Matters here on the BBC, coming up after the latest news.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Donald Trump has said he plans to meet Vladimir Putin in person, reversing years of US isolation of the Russian leader. He said their first meeting would probably be in Saudi Arabia. The announcement came hours after Mr. Trump held a 90-minute phone call with Mr. Putin, in which he said they had agreed to work closely to end the war in Ukraine. Marilyn Thomas is in Washington.
Speaking in the Oval Office, President Trump described his 90-minute phone call with Mr. Putin as a good conversation. He said he believed with great confidence that the Russian president wanted to see an end to the war and begin negotiations. During the call, the two leaders discussed a range of topics from the Middle East to artificial intelligence, but it's their exchange about ending the war in Ukraine that may prove most consequential. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky also spoke to Donald Trump after his phone call with Vladimir Putin and described the conversation as meaningful.
The US Senate has narrowly approved one of Donald Trump's most controversial cabinet nominations, Tulsi Gabbard, to be Director of National Intelligence. The former Democratic Congresswoman turned Trump loyalist had faced criticism for her lack of experience in intelligence. The former chief executive of Google has told the BBC he fears artificial intelligence could be misused to create biological weapons. Eric Schmidt said that if terrorists or rogue states got hold of powerful AI models, there was the potential for what he called a Chernobyl-scale event. Mr. Schmidt said it was important governments understood what private firms were doing.
The truth is that AI and the future is largely going to be built by private companies. It has to do with the incentives and the money, where the talent is and how the world works. They're not going to be built in the equivalent of a Manhattan Project. So it's really important that governments